There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We are joined, as always, by Claudia from Spence Clark. Good morning, Claudia. We were having such a good conversation there, weren't we, off air, that we forgot we were actually on radio. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Right, if you've got a question for Spence Clark, these are the numbers.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
Right then, okay. Now we have a question that Deborah has come in with. She took the time to send us a message. And so she says this, okay, and it's, good morning. I have a question for your guest, Claudia from Spence Clark, about Spanish tax laws. I have recently received my registration certificate with my NIE number, as I'm living here in Marbella and as an EU citizen from Ireland. I receive an American Social Security pension directly to my Spanish bank. I would also like to know about the reciprocating laws between tax laws, that is, between the USA and Spain. Also, how much can one make in Spain before having to pay tax, and must one file even if they don't owe any money? Thank you from Deborah. Claudia, now.
Okay, most of the last questions will be answered in today, because yep. We're going to speak about them, all of them. Now, the only thing is, so that you know, there's internal rules between Spain and the US.
Right.
Okay. But above those internal rules are the double tax treaty, in this case, the US tax treaty, because the income comes from the US.
Yeah.
Now, what happens is that as she is Irish, has a Irish passport,
yeah,
the actual tax treaty that exists applies. And did you say, was it a Social Security pension and the tax treaty with the US?
Let me just get that in front of me again. Yeah. It is an American Social Security pension.
Yeah. What happens is that as you're Irish, that the tax treaty between US and Spain states that Social Security pension, when being resident of Spain, can only be taxed in Spain. And the US, because you're Irish, cannot tax you. If you were an American citizen, they could still tax you, but they shouldn't, and they have to stop taxing you. I'll respond the other about the minimum and the tax obligations. I'll respond in a minute.
I was talking to somebody the other day who's going to thinking of buying a house on the Costas, a rather large one, and the agent was complaining because the person was saying, "Oh yeah, but they're worried that if they come out to Spain, they've got a UK pension, and they'll have to pay tax on the UK pension. They don't want it." It's like, you've got to pay tax somewhere. it's all very nice.
I know.
Right then, so you know, I mean, I know when the sun comes out, but the, you know, Hacienda don't care if the sun comes out, do they? They're working 24/7 anyway. So, now, take a deep breath, because last time we were talking about cyber, wasn't it? It was my head didn't stop throbbing for 3 days afterwards. But this time, so, we got the M270 out of the way, didn't we? Just. But I know this is just the start of the pain. I've got the 400 milligram upstairs.
Okay.
Sure, I went to the fun with you.
Maybe I should share it with you.
Not that we're promoting the use of drugs here on TRA. Anyway, which are the, so we've got the yearly, we've got the M720, which is the
the declaration of the non-Spanish house assets.
Assets.
Yes.
And do we get to mention the Grandes Fortunas, the big cigarettes, the Grandes Fortunas?
That comes now.
Oh, good. Okay, that fine. I'm looking forward to that. Okay. So what are the yearly tax declarations for individuals? What's the next lot of pain, yes. Claudia?
The next lot of pain is for residents, remember, tax residents of Spain, three declarations. The income and the wealth tax declaration that need to be filed by the 1st of July. However, if you want to pay your taxes with a facility direct debit the tax from your bank account, your declaration needs to be filed by the 26th of June. Otherwise, it gets complicated if you want to leave it until the 1st of July.
They don't charge you, do they, for paying tax by direct debit?
No.
Right.
No. And you can submit it any time now, between now and the end, and before the 26th of June, and then they will take it out from your bank account. It's the best option. So really, the deadline is the 26th of June. And then you've got the one that you like.
Yes.
The Great Fortunes tax declaration.
I know. I don't like that tax. It's just that I like, because if you
the name Fortuna, is horrible.
Well, the Fortunas is a brand of cigarettes. So the Grandes Fortunas, I just imagine these very wealthy people with their huge cigarettes.
I think it's, oh no.
Tengo un gran fortuna y tengo mi Grandes Fortunas. Hay fuego.
Exactly. It's a horrible name. So anyway, this wealth tax number two, or great fortunes tax, the deadline is the end of July, 31st of July.
All right. Okay. So big question. Who needs to submit an income tax declaration?
Okay.
Because.
So as I said, all tax residents, and you need to declare your worldwide income. Now, they have special rules. So if your only income is from one sole employer, and you earn less than 22,000 euros because your employer has withheld tax, then if you earn below that amount, you do not need to submit a declaration.
Okay.
If you earned two salaries from two different employers and one of them is as small as 1,500 euros, then you need to declare them both.
Say that again.
So if you've got
one employer,
you had two employers.
Okay, so if you've got one employer,
it's 22,000 euros. If you've got two employers, it's 1,500.
Okay.
From any of the two salaries in a year. In a year.
Well, if you're earning less than 1,500, I shake you by that.
You've got two salaries.
So if you're earning 3,000 euros a year, then I salute you.
And then, if there's no withholdings, the limit is 15,000 euros for 23. This is the declaration we're doing this year, because I did speak with you. It was 16, but that's for 24.
Yeah.
15,000 is for example, a simple state pension.
Okay.
Because it has no Spanish withholdings. And then you've got savings income or capital gains tax. The limit is 1,600.
Yep.
And then rental income, deemed income, is 1,000 euros.
Okay. Super. So if none of them is above, I don't fit into any of those. You know, I don't get any rental income or whatever, savings income. Ha! Then I don't need to, presumably, I don't need to submit a tax declaration.
Then you do not need to file a declaration. Happy days, you won't be fined. Well, you could be inspected, but you can prove you had no income. But we in Spence Clark do not recommend this, especially if you're a foreigner, because a foreigner may need a certificate of tax residency to prove that you're resident, either because the Inland Revenue needs it, because you want to claim certain tax exemption, because you want to renew your TIE.
Yeah.
And the only way to obtain the certificate of tax residency is when you have filed a tax return in Spain. If you haven't, they won't give it to you.
Okay, and presumably, Hacienda, you don't want to get embargoed just for the hell of it, because you know we... trust me on this one. So... what about the wealth tax and, of course, the tax on Grandes Fortunas?
Okay, well, very easy. The general rule for wealth tax is 700,000 euros is the minimum personal allowance, plus 300,000 euros on your home, on your home where you live in Spain. Now, a reminder, this tax belongs to the communities, to the autonomous regions, I mean. So that means that each autonomous regions have different exemptions.
Yeah.
So we've got Andalusia and Madrid, where there's no wealth tax at all. So you can forget about that. And then we've got other communities like Valencia and Catalonia, which their allowance goes to 500,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So this has to be personalized. Now, in all the cases, it is important that you know that in regions like Madrid and Andalusia, even if it's exempt, if your total assets is over 2 million euros, you still need to file a wealth tax return. You pay no tax, but you need to file it.
Yeah, okay.
And finally, the great fortunes tax declaration only needs to be submitted by people who they have an allowance of 3.7 million euros.
That's the net worth. And that's
worldwide. Always worldwide assets. Yeah. In wealth and in great fortunes, okay?
And those assets, boats,
everything. Now we don't have special rules like the M720. Everything, jewelry, paintings, everything is included.
My Timex watch.
Everything.
My Casio. My Sony, my PlayStation 3. Right then. Going back to income tax, okay? No, but seriously, what do you need to declare what are the basics that I need to declare in my Spanish tax declaration?
Okay, I'll just list them. There's a summary of them. But remember, it's your worldwide income, okay? So, for example, or your pension income, your state pension, your occupational pensions, your private pension. The government pension, according to most double tax treaty, is exempt, and it only needs to be the tax needs to be paid where the government is. So if it's the UK, the tax is only paid in the UK. But in most of the tax treaty, it must be included in your income tax declaration.
Okay.
Then you've got your work income.
Mm-hmm.
There's some deductions that I will explain, like the 60,100 I can explain later to you in more detail. Also, you've got your investment income, such as dividend interest, income from economic activity, you know, los autónomos.
That yeah, yeah.
Need to declare that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that so wearily. Yeah.
And then you've got rental income,
yeah.
Deemed income that you need to declare. You know, we always think that only non-residents pay this deemed income when they own their property in Spain. Residents as well for their second property. So you live in your house in Marbella and you have a house in Ibiza because it's your holiday home.
Yeah.
Then if you're not using it, you have to pay this deemed income. And then also you have to declare any capital gains tax from any sale of shares, properties, or any other gain.
Yeah.
Basically everything, any income that has gone into your bank account.
Okay. Got another question coming in here. As we're going through it, but here. Hi Giles. Re one must pay tax sometimes. Where that is paid can make a big difference. For example, free tax allowance in UK is a bit over 12,000 euro pounds for 14,000 euros roughly in Spain. In Spain, I get the highest allowance, 84 years old and married. My tax-free allowance is 8,100 euros. For a
Correct.
Younger person, it's a lot less.
Yes.
Okay.
We can speak about the allowance later.
Okay.
Yeah,
if we get time this time around. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's us. Any type of income needs to be somehow included in the income of tax declaration. Don't think you can get past them. Right. So the thing is, and I hear this, but I'm paying tax already on this somewhere else. You know, I'm living in, I've already paid tax on on my boat in the UK or whatever.
Of course, we've got, as I explained to Deborah in the beginning of the program, we've got the double tax treaty that tell you where you pay the tax. You can never pay tax on the same income twice.
Right.
Okay, the tax treaties avoid this. And so, for example, if you own a UK property, normally all the tax treaty make you pay tax if you're renting it, for example, in the UK, if you've got a UK property. And then what you do is declare the rental income in Spain and then you deduct the tax paid in the UK.
Right.
In other cases like pensions, they will tell you that the UK cannot tax you, that the US cannot tax you, and that the pension needs to be taxed
where you are. Yeah, where you are legally,
exactly.
Or where you're tax resident. Yeah?
Exactly.
Okay.
So you'll never pay tax twice. There is avoidance in this, yeah.
Okay. We mentioned pensions, didn't we? And I just said this person who's got a pension wants to come over and live here. But many people who've got a pension in the UK will still pay tax there rather than in Spain.
They think they're being clever, and because they're paying the tax here and living here, they won't be caught. But unfortunately, there's automatic exchange information agreement and they get caught and it's being stupid. What has to be done is you need to complete a form that you download from the Inland Revenue, and you attach this form, a certificate of tax residency from Spain. Immediately what happens is that the UK stops taxing you at source. And they can even you can even get back the tax that you paid back from years back. So that can be solved in that manner.
All right. And what about allowances or exemptions then? I mean, can we? Is there such a thing as a Spanish tax exemption? If I mention that to Hacienda, will they just laugh and go, ha 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 ha?
Yes.
Okay. Damn, my evil plan is foiled. So we've got the allowances exceptions.
The allowance, you want to know. Let's respond to everybody with the allowances. Okay. Yeah. So in Spain, how are the allowances treated? So we've got the allowances are divided by the ones who issue the state and the ones that are issued by the autonomous regions.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, in general, if you receive income or a pension, you've got a reduction of 2,000 euros with an additional up to 6,500 if your earnings are below 19,700 approximately.
Okay.
Rounding this figure up because it really has lots of decimals and it's stupid, the amount. But anyway,
right.
We've got then the personal allowance that the gentleman who called before said, when you're over 75 years of age, it is 8,100 on top of the 2,000 I've just said. And then when you're over 65,000, we're talking about 6,700. In general, Giles, you and I that are still very young, we just get the 5,550 euros.
Okay.
Those are the state ones. But then, of course, there's, if you go to your, to the, we've actually done a guide on all the lists, on all the list of deductions that there are, because there are many.
Right.
So in Andalusia, if you go to Andalusia, for example, there's one for large families. Large families, by the way, when you've got three children. Okay, that's a large family. You've got for disabilities, you've got for people, domestic assistance. There's millions of them for educational experiences. If you've so there's so many that the communities regions have generated.
Okay. Right. Yeah, you're holding it in front of me,
So if they want, I invite them to go to their, to our guide and check it out so that they can tell their tax advisor if it's not us.
Yeah. What about, I mean, we're talking about the work carried outside of Spain. Didn't we have this thing before with people who were working in, for example, was it the Gulf States or something? Yeah. And you didn't get,
So there's other deductions.
I do remember the stuff we talked about before, Clay. You think, you know, I'm with my numbers, it's a completely foreign language to you, but I do remember the things. Yeah?
So if you're a resident and you have to work outside Spain and you're an employee, you can't be a self-employed. You have a 60,100 deduction. That's a real good deduction. And what are what do you have to comply with? Two rules. First of all, the work you carry out must be carried out in a country that has a double tax treaty in place. And second of all, your employer must pay a similar tax to the income tax in Spain. In other words, also, it can't be a, it has to have a double tax treaty. It can't be a tax haven.
Right.
Okay. Then we've also got another exemption, which is for the sale of your main home. What is the main home in Spain? It is the place you have lived in as a tax resident for 3 continuous years.
Okay.
Continuous years, very important. If you rent out your property, that breaks the 3 years and you start when you finish that rental. Okay.
Okay.
So you've lived in your house for 3 years as a resident, then you can sell it. And if you're,
See this one, because I can see, for example, you're living in you've got a house here, you've been living here for 10 years, maybe you're British, and you think, okay, because of a Brexit, as we call it in these parts. El Brezi.
El Brezi.
El Brezi. Brexit to the rest of you. You think, okay, well, I'm going to go back. I might have to go back to the UK. I'm a bit worried about this and the other. And therefore, I'm going to spend 6 months in the UK. And in the meantime, I'll rent out my villa. That would break your thing.
That breaks your... It's not considered your main home anymore. It becomes a second house.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Okay.
Once you comply with this rule,
yeah,
then you... If you're below... under 65 years of age,
yeah,
then you, if you sell your home and you reinvest the proceeds of the sale, you get capital gains exemption. Now, if you partially reinvest those proceeds, you get partial exemption.
Okay.
Once you're over 65 years of age, you do not need to reinvest. The sale is for free. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we've also got the 60% deduction on rental income when you rent the property for people who are going to live there as a home, so not a holiday home.
If you rent out, say you've got a house and you rent, it's got an apartment, you know, you can because a lot of houses, yeah, especially like townhouses.
Yes, you can do that. You can split it.
But any rental income doesn't have to be. It could be a room you're renting out.
Yes.
It's not, okay, I haven't got a house, but I'm renting out a room.
You still got to remember, you need to prove that.
Right.
You need to prove that you're only renting a room.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if there's somebody living there, you can apply the 60% deduction because it's not a holiday home.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, well, the ones that I mentioned before, the autonomous regions deductions that we have.
But you've got this. This is on the website. You've got a guide on the website.
I've got a guide on the website. And
this is not something you go through quickly, is it? Let's face
it. There's lots of them. lots of little things. Yeah. And of course, your tax advisor will not know your circumstances. So I invite you to read of them just in case you have one of these deductions.
Now,
and you can tell your...
But as I'm saying, little things matter a lot. So you're going through this. You want to prepare... an income tax to the direction. There are other important things, and the most basic things. Like,
yes,
you know,
people don't think they're so basic, and you can get into trouble. One very, very important one is that you must have a resident bank account to pay your taxes. So, if you have been living in Spain and you've got your bank account for 20 years, but you were non-resident, it may be that when you pay your taxes this first year as a resident, that you won't be able to set it up as a direct debit, and you're going to have a nightmare because you're going to have a rush because if you do not file by the deadline, you'll get fined. So, and we know banks, they won't resolve this tomorrow for you. And so make sure now, right now, that you do have a Spanish bank account.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm just going to quickly take this call, but we haven't got an awful lot of time. So let's have a look. Morning, Cooley, you're live on TRE.
Morning, Giles. It's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. For Claudia, a question. We're about to sell one of the rental properties, a property we're renting out that is in the UK. We've got two. I'm selling off one because we're getting on a bit. My husband's 70 and I'm 73. What's the formula for capital gains tax on that property when we have to come to pay the tax on it?
Yes, what will happen is that because the property is in the UK, you will pay capital gains tax in the UK.
Okay.
And what will happen is that you'll need to declare that sale of that property also in Spain, but you will be able to deduct the capital gains tax that you paid in the UK. So it's not a big deal. So maybe you even pay less here in Spain because it depends also on the exchange rate and so. So it's not a big deal. But do declare it. Don't say.
No, I wouldn't do that. Okay. I'm too scared of people like that.
Sharon,
in prison at 73. So basically, there's not much to pay in Spain, but there will be something on HMRC.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Thanks
very much.
Thanks,
Sharon. Lovely to hear from you. Just a quick one as well, because we just had Deborah back on, who said, thank you, Claudia. My American pension is approximately $25,000, which is more than less, €23,300. That's more than $15,000. What would I expect to pay tax-wise? I think the best thing is to look in.
Yes, yeah. The best thing is to send us, we've got in our webpage,
a calculator.
It's free. So just log in and you need to put your age and things like that so we can give you an estimate, okay?
Yeah, indeed. There you go. Go to the, check out the calculator. Right, we have... In fact, let me just get this out of the way so that we can have a clear run.
Clear, concise, current reporting throughout the day. TRE, your voice in Spain.
Do you want to know what's happening in the south of Spain? Do you want regular news from a source you can trust? In a recent survey, 8 out of 10 readers on the Costa del Sol said that Sur in English was their favourite English language newspaper. It's easy to see why. Sur in English boasts an international newsroom with dozens of journalists gathering reliable, accurate and balanced information from around Spain, Andalusia and the Costa del Sol. The perfect combination of news and features from and for the international community. Sur in English, linking communities and supporting local businesses for nearly 40 years. Pick up a copy of your favourite read every Friday or read it online at surinenglish.com.
Talk Radio Europe.
Your voice in Spain. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Right then. Yes, yes, it's me. Right then. Deep breath because we're in the last talk. Yes, okay. Last 3 minutes, so off we go. So, deep breath. Let's go.
Okay, the other second important thing that you must know about from the Spanish bank account is that you must register your address for the tax office to be able to send you their letters, their notifications. If you do not respond in time, you've got 10 days to respond, you'll be fined. So very, very important.
And it's called the
M030. Yeah, very easy. It needs to be. It's very important. You don't realize how important it can be, but it can save you lots of money having knowing that the tax...
That's so they can, they know where you are. So
where
they can
you
do
are, yes.
Not like they know where you are, but yes. So they can do inspections. Yes. And should if they
you,
need to.
Yeah, and if you live in a place where you do not get your mail, yeah. Yes, you need to pay somebody like us for us to receive the letters or get a friend to give them their address, because it is very important to be in touch with the tax office.
And that can be very costly, resident or not.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Simple declarations. 2 minutes. You got 2.5 minutes.
Okay. Many people think they're very clever because the tax office sends you a borrador, a draft of your declaration, and that you cannot rely on it, because if you're a foreigner, it only has Spanish income, not your income from outside. And not only that, it even makes errors. It has less kids that you own. It has your address incorrect. Your mortgage detail. Everything is wrong. You don't rely on your borrador, please, because if you accept it without somebody looking at it, it's going to be wrong. And remember, there's automatic exchange information agreement in place, and the tax office will find out you've got income outside Spain. So do not trust these borradores, because mainly they're very... bad done. Okay. I don't know if it's on purpose, but they are not reliable.
Okay, fine.
Is that 2 minutes? Oh my God.
Fine. Actually, that's good. You've got 1:30, but there's no problem at all. Deborah says, thank you very much. Go and check out spenceclark.com and have a go on the calculator too. It's worth the thing, because that's, plus the website is brilliantly written, and there's some really interesting stuff as well. Some blogs which are written in a way that even I can understand. And ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you that I, when it comes to numbers and tax, I'm absolutely blind. Claudia, if people want to get hold of you and find out more information, to whence do they go?
They can log in our page, a web page, www.spenceclark.com, both Spence and Clark with an E, and then our telephone number, 952-822943.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.